Welcome to Sales Secrets, new shows daily. Subscribe now.
So David, if you had to go back in time to when you first started in selling, what is your number one top sales secret, your game changer, you know, the revolver that would help you close deals 10 times faster?
No, understanding that you can sell more to people who do not have a need. Now, to clarify that, a lot of people think that means selling ice to Eskimos, and that's not what I'm talking about. These people have needs. They just don't know that they have needs. That's the key. People that are top of mind with a need, whether you're in printers, copiers, software, whatever, the number is usually a small number that trickles in through like SEO or referrals that they have a need for a new copier, right? But there's vast, huge numbers of people out there that have needs, but they don't know it. And the best analogy that when I give my talks is from The Power of Habit. That is an amazing book. It talks about the subconscious mind. It proves that we still have a subconscious mind. It's physical. Part of it is the basal ganglia in the back of our head, the lower part of our neck, which processes habits primarily. But one of the stories he talks about is about Febreze. And so Febreze sold their product initially to people who had a need to get rid of odors, right, in their home. It was an odor eliminator. When they launched that product, it failed. It failed massively. It failed, and they sent out PhDs to find out why did our product, because their product could get even skunk smells out of clothes, which I don't know why. I've never seen a skunk, you know, never been near one, but we all seem to all know that skunk smells are the worst to get out of clothes, right? Probably know that. I don't know why we all know. That's part of our DNA. It's part of evolution.
Right.
We all know that, but it could do that. But why did it fail? And the researchers went to one woman's house, and that's when they really it all came together, because when she opened the door, the odor of cat smells like overwhelmed them. Like you can just imagine a pungent, horrible smell of urine and feces. you know, they had to hold their nose practically. So they went in to talk to the lady who had bought Febreze, right? She's bought Febreze. Yep. And so they had these questions. Okay, did you buy Febreze? And she said, yes, I bought it. Why? Because of the cat smells. That's why she bought it, right? So then they said, have you used it? She used it one time. And then they asked the pivotal question. Do you smell the cat smells now? Right now? And she said, no. So bottom line is people didn't know they had smells. So how are you gonna sell a odor eliminator when you don't even know they have odors, right? And so the connection with what we're talking about, and I use it in presentations even now, is that businesses don't know they have needs. They don't smell their needs because they become used to those things. They're normal, right? I figure one book I read, but it was about people that are experience bombs and things like that, and how you can't terrorize them anymore because now they're used to bombing. They're not scared of it anymore. They survived it and it's normal, you know, being bombing.
Wow.
Right? So people are used to the slow copier, the slow computers, the slow software, and they don't wake up one day and say, hey, there must be a better way to do this. They don't think about it. So, and of course, the way you sell to those people is the key.
If you enjoy Sales Secrets and you'd like to help out the show, go to the Apple Podcast app, the purple icon, and give us 5 stars. Those reviews help drive the show up the charts and through the algorithm so we can help even more salespeople, marketers, and entrepreneurs. Thank you for everybody that's done it. And if you haven't yet, please, please go give that a shot. Now back to the show.
You can't go and sell the same services everybody else has. And this is something I have in common with Jeffrey Gitomer. He really believes, and you guys may have talked about this, the competitive advantage. How companies have a USP or unique selling proposition, but they don't. Their USP is the same as everybody else's. And the only way to break into that market, which is huge, ginormous, because think of this, Brandon. I ask this all the time. Everybody in the call center I worked at, they set 2 appointments a day when I was setting 15. What was the difference? The difference is they were trying to find people that had a workers' comp, quote, new, a need. But I didn't talk to 15 people that said they had a need for our service. I created a need by focusing on how the product was different and unique.
Yes.
The PO,
I love that.
The PO concept was new 25 years ago. They tried to sell it kind of like the elephant, the blind men, what is the elephant? They tried to sell it like it was workers' comp, like a workers' comp program. I sold it like it was a whole new concept you've never heard of, Brandon. This will blow your mind. Let me educate you, and that's the key. Coming at it from an educational standpoint, combining a new concept, or maybe even tweaking it around and rearranging it, renaming it. You know, you can get creative as long as it's sound, you know, it's new and improved. That's the key. So I call it building a better mousetrap, which is the painful work. It's the hard work. But when you do that, that's how you trigger, because you take the old concept that people have, right? That's slow and efficient that they're used to. And you put right up next to it the new exciting thing, the faster internet, the faster processor, the faster copy machine. That's how you get people to realize, oh crap, this is not good anymore. That's the secret right there. That's the big, only you can sell more to people who don't have a need, but you have to innovate to create that need.
I love it.
Educate. Innovate, educate to create the need.
Innovate and educate.
Thanks for joining Sales Secrets. New shows daily. Subscribe now.